Sometimes forgiveness begins with a clear decision. A Christian prays, "Lord, I release my personal claim to vengeance." Then the memory returns, anger rises again, a new consequence appears. The offender repeats the behavior. The person wonders, "Did I really forgive?" The return of pain does not necessarily mean that the earlier forgiveness was false. Forgiveness may be sincere and still need to become a repeated practice. Jesus taught Peter about repeated forgiveness in Matthew 18. Peter asked whether forgiving someone 7 times would be enough. Jesus answered, "I don't tell you until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Jesus was not teaching Christians to count offenses until they reach a larger number. He was teaching that forgiveness should become a continuing way of life. This does not mean permitting repeated abuse. Repeated forgiveness and repeated access are not the same. A Christian may repeatedly release vengeance while strengthening boundaries, reporting misconduct, seeking justice, or ending unsafe contact. Why might forgiveness need to be repeated? The mind may remember another detail. The body may react to a familiar setting. An anniversary may bring grief. The person may recognize a deeper loss. The offender may remain unrepentant. A new financial, family, or relational consequence may emerge. Each return of the wound becomes an invitation to bring another layer into God's presence. Repeated forgiveness might sound like this: "Lord, I forgave this person, and today I feel the anger again. I name what happened as wrong. I release personal vengeance again. Show me whether any grief, boundary, accountability, or repair still requires attention." Repeated forgiveness is not pretending that the offense is new every day. It is refusing to let bitterness reclaim what has already been surrendered. It is also important to distinguish forgiveness from emotional recovery. A person may forgive while emotions continue healing. A person may forgive while still feeling sadness, fear, or disappointment. A person may forgive and still need professional help for trauma, anxiety, or depression. Forgiveness is not a test of whether painful feelings have disappeared. It is a direction of the heart and life under the Lordship of Christ. When the wound returns, use the grace forgiveness tool. Ground yourself in God's grace. Recognize the truth. Ask, accept, or act. Choose release and wise repair. Entrust the outcome to Christ. You may need to do this many times. Repeated release is not spiritual failure. It can become a faithful habit through which bitterness gradually loses its power.